1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Opie Fire Chief Wade Schmidt. Big fundraiser right now for the Opie Fire Department underway now.
Wade, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Chuck. Ron, how are you guys?
Good.
Doing all right. So what's going on with the Opie Fire Department?
Well, again, this year, in conjunction with the Opie Down Home Days, which is July 15th, the Opie Fire Department does an equipment fundraiser for as many years as I can remember. I think it was started when Opie Down Home Days kicked back up around year 2000. So this year, we have done something a little bit different. In years past, we've selected a raffle item, which historically has been some sort of firearm. 2 years ago, we did a 12-gauge shotgun. Last year, we had come across a great deal on a gun safe or anything you wanted to lock up at home, and those tickets sold very well last year. This year, we had a mixed group decided on by our firefighter members, and we couldn't really make up our minds, so we went with to Harrison Shooter Supply in Linden to help us out. And what we came up with was three guns instead of one. So we have tripled our prize winners for this year.
There you go. So we're looking at a trio of big prizes here as far as what the Opie Fire Department will be raffling off. And what is on the list, Wade?
So there's three firearms. The first one is a Franchi Affinity 12-gauge semi-auto shotgun. It is a very nice shotgun, and the first ticket selected or drawn on the 15th will win that prize. The second one is a SIG Sauer 9mm pistol. It's a P365X Macro, for those that may know what that is. This is the hottest-selling personal protective sidearm in the United States. So it's comfortable. It's about all hand sizes, and is easy for anyone to maneuver. And then the third one is a Ruger American Predator. It is a traditional style hunting rifle. It's bolt action. It's chambered in .308 wind. It's a green synthetic stock. And then one of the things in Kansas that's become quite popular is the coyote hunting by traditional means. So this gun is equipped with the options that could be added for that.
Three great prizes as far as firearms go, all raising money for the Opie Fire Department. So, Wade, we've mentioned that you've used this to purchase needed equipment for the fire department. What do you have in store for some possible purchases with funds from this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this just helps us offset big budget items and things that the firefighters feel are most necessary. First and foremost, any type of protective gear that we need to replace, or if we have new members that need a different size or whatever, that is top of the list. And so that helps us offset some of those costs. In years past, we have bought protective turnout gear. So that's our big, heavy firefighting gear. And then we've also used funds for what we call grass gear, which during grass fires, it's the lighter weight fire protective gear. Easier to move around in, not quite as bulky and hot. So this year, if we have any of those needs, we will order a couple sets for whoever needs new gear. Other than that, our next big ticket purchase, we're looking at replacing our fire hose, which has was made many years ago.
You know, with a fire hose, that's one of those things where I think if you're you know, out in the public, or you know, maybe a newscaster, you're like, okay, it's there. You don't think about how old that is, or kind of, you know, what the replacement timeline needs to be. But it sounds like you guys are kind of in need of that, aren't you?
Yes, we have. Our hoses are still passing testing. However, they are out of date by the recommended lifespan by a number of years. So we have definitely got the most good out of the equipment we have at this time.
And Opie Fire Chief Wade Schmidt with us here, this big Opie Fire Department equipment fundraiser. firearms, a trio of them that you could possibly win. Well, let's talk about how we can get tickets and how much they are, Wade.
Absolutely. So each year we limit our tickets printed to 500. And this year with the trio, for three winners, we're asking for a $20 donation per ticket. The drawing will be held July 15th during the Opie Down Home Days street dance. So that follows the events of Opie Down Home Days throughout the day. And then the Fireman's Barbecue starts at 5 o'clock. And then after that all shuts down and we get everything cleaned up and everyone's enjoying the street dance, we will have typically a young child out of the crowd come and draw tickets for us in front of the public.
All right. I was going to ask you if you have the big barbecue again this year. And you do, so that's good to hear.
Yes, come on down, and we really enjoy seeing everybody every year, as well as all the participants for Opie Down Home Days or people coming down to watch whatever event a young child may be partaking in.
Have some fun.
There you go. Are you going to have the pulled pork again as you've had in years past?
Yeah, so our menu for the barbecue will be our pulled pork sandwiches, along with a smoked cheesy potato recipe and a home recipe for baked beans as well.
So that sounds good.
Yeah, so Wade, if we want to purchase a ticket, how can we do that? What's the best way to do that?
So you can call or text myself at 620-757-0541. You can get a hold of any Opie Fire Department member. There's currently 22 of us, and anyone on the fire department either has tickets in their possession, or if they've already sold theirs, they know who to get a hold of next, and we can help you out there. You're also invited to like our Facebook page. It's Opie and Fire District 1 Fire Department, and you can send a message there. You can find our flyer advertising this fundraiser on our Facebook page, and I will get in touch with anyone that messages through there as timely as possible.
Good deal.
We mainly accept cash for checks. There's a few people, if you get with a member of the fire department, they may allow you to Venmo them, and they will cover it that way as well.
All right, sounds good. Well, Wade, best of luck here with the fundraiser, and keep us posted on what else you got cooking here with the Opie Fire Department.
Absolutely, I will. Hopefully everyone can mark their calendars for July 15th.
Yeah.
We will sell out of tickets, or traditionally we have, well before Down Home Days, so don't wait. Get a hold of an Opie Fire Department member and myself as soon as possible.
Do not delay. That's correct. Wade, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Wade.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Opie Fire Chief Wade Schmidt, you want to guess there. Big equipment fundraiser is going on, so don't wait. You know, until Opie Down Home, because you'll be, well, too late by then.
You may be too late well before then, too, honestly. Don't forget, we got What's in Outdoors coming up here shortly. Monday's Newsmaker 2 at 8:20 will feature Lindell Landgren and Emporia Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder as we discuss the district's new podcast.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning, Friday morning at 8:20. And next week, as Chuck mentioned, we got a big lineup, and we're pretty much booked throughout the entire week on Newsmaker 2's next week. So if you want to get in, I think we have some Newsmaker 3 availabilities coming up Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I believe. And we want to let you know that we're going to have an Unbound review coming up Tuesday morning.
Yes, we will.
At 8:20 right here.
Yeah, had to give the guys a bit of a break.
To decompress, right?
A little bit of decompress, de-stress, and maybe catch up on some sleep. But that'll be coming up Tuesday, 8:20 here after the record level of participation set here for this weekend.
It is 8:32. What's in Outdoors is coming up.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know things are changing, and today's car buying process can seem intimidating.